TechSavvy. If you are an existing TechSavvy customer, please press 1 now. If you are not currently a customer and you are looking to subscribe to our services, please press 2 now. Please select one of the following options. To subscribe to an internet service, please press 1. To subscribe to a phone service, please press 2. To subscribe to multiple services, please press 3. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin, and how may I help you?
Hi there. I just saw my Shaw bill is going to be going up in September, and I was wondering if you guys had a service in Coquitlam, British Columbia.
Okay, I can take a look into that for you. Could I get your full address, please?
Sure. It's unit number 102-2978 Burlington, B-U-R-L-I-N-G-T-U-N. And that's in Coquitlam. Postal code is V3B7S6, and province is British Columbia.
Okay. You said that was 7S6 as, in SAM?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll just be a moment while I take a look into this.
Thanks.
Have you looked at our website at all?
Yeah, I'm looking at the residential internet page.
Okay. And is there anything there that you like?
Well, I've got one of those old Shaw accounts, so I'm not sure what's comparable. They just call it what do they call it? I think they just call it high speed internet. And there's no, like, numbers attached to it, but
okay.
It was $52 before it goes up to $55, and I think they're just trying to get all the old people off and get me on. So I'd like something comparable so I don't go over. I've never got any communication from Shaw regarding, you know, going over my maximum bandwidth or whatever.
Okay.
Not bandwidth, download.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going over, I'm just adding some information here to see what you would qualify for.
Mm-hmm. So unlimited bandwidth, I think, is probably, I have no idea what 300 gigabytes is because I've never measured what I've got because I haven't had to. So it looks like they cap at 300 or unlimited, unless you go with basic cable 3, which is 25 gigabytes a month. I assume that's for, like, grandma who doesn't download anything.
Okay, so I do see here that you're qualified for both our cable and our DSL internet. Do you have an active phone line at your house?
No. I use just cell phone.
Okay, so then the cable would probably be the best choice to go with.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know what the $52 Shaw upload-download is comparable to?
I don't know any other packages.
Well, speed test. That's. I guess I can just run one of those, right, and see what I get. Yeah. That's no, not what I want. All right, here we go. Download speed of 16.2, and upload speed, it's still working on it.
Okay, so the download speed then, the best package we would have for those speeds would be our 25 megabit per second.
All right. Oh, I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing 28 megabytes per second.
Okay,
which
are
one?
You
what,
are you in the correct province?
I don't know. It just says English Residential ASP.
Yeah, at the very top of the page to the upper right corner.
I see. Yeah, I didn't see that. Okay. All right.
Defaults to Ontario.
Ontario, right, yeah. Okay, so I changed that. Now I go to Residential. And then go to high speed. And, okay, I have fewer options here. So residential, okay, so, yeah, it's in between cable 7.5 to cable 25. And you're saying cable 25 is closer.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so, yeah, it's pitiful upload speed of 0.45 megabytes per second. Should rerun this, I think. Test again, just in case that seems extremely low. Good ping, though. Yeah, 10.8 download. Okay, so that seems approximately comparable, right? Okay. A bandwidth per month of 75 gigabytes. I have no idea what mine is, so I don't know what that would mean.
It's for not heavy internet use, like downloaders, but not extreme light download users either.
The one with the cap? All right. Considering I download and my roommate downloads as well, we probably would blow past. The numbers are different per province, right? So 75 gigabyte cap, and what's the overage? I see. 25 cents a gigabyte. If we are going over it consistently, can we upgrade to unlimited for
you can always upgrade. Let me see. To upgrade after the first month, it's only $5.
I still think I should probably just go for the unlimited because it's going to be cheaper to go with this than it is with Shaw as it is. I think if it's going to up to 55, it's and that's before taxes. I think you're cheaper and you're promising better numbers than what I'm getting from Speedtest right now. So how do we do this?
Okay, would you need to purchase a modem from us?
I would think so. I've got a modem, but I don't know if I own it or if it's not being charged for it, but...
I would definitely find that out first.
Okay.
Because if you can save on purchasing another modem, because the modem for that package is $99.
Okay.
And
what's the
shipping fee.
What's the... that's the Thompson DCM-475?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have a feeling this is not a Thompson. Yeah, it's a Motorola... And it's a surfboard. I don't know. Oh, SB5101.
Yeah, that one is also qualified for our modems.
Oh, would that work for...
But that one wouldn't be for your package.
Oh, yeah, that's for the smaller one, right?
Yeah, that one looks like it handles speeds only up to... Yeah, it wouldn't... Probably wouldn't handle speeds at the 25 megabit.
Okay.
It's showing in our packages here that it doesn't. It's not one of the DOCSIS 3 modems.
It's not one of the what?
DOCSIS 3.
Okay. That must be some standard that I'm not familiar with. All right. Well, I guess I need to get one. Is it available at a Best Buy or something, or?
Yeah, like we can sell you one from here for $99, or if you didn't want to purchase one of our modems, you could also go to a local computer store,
I've got
they sell
a.
at the site.
Okay. So the Thomson DCM 475 is the one. It says 25 megabyte speeds, but it also says list of approved modems. So what's it? Oh, I see. The DOCSIS 3.0. Is that what you were? All right. So let me just see if NCIX has that. They're right down the street from me.
And if you were to go purchase a modem from them, we would need the modem first before we could set up your order.
Okay. Like the
Because
model number or something.
the MAC ID and serial number.
Okay. I don't have Macs, but I might in the future. I don't know if that makes any difference. Okay. So I'm not seeing, it doesn't look like they have that at
There's
NCIX.
also a Motorola SB6120.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at there.
Okay.
It's not showing up on their website. And what's the other one? It's the Thomson DCM. All right. So the SIS 3.0, the 3.0 is just faster? Is that what it means?
It means it can handle speeds up to 25 megabits and higher.
All right.
The other ones can't handle speeds that high. So you would never, if you were to purchase those lower speed modems, then you would never reach those high speeds.
All right, yeah, so we don't want to do that. We want high speeds. In store, oh, so it looks like they had it, but it's back ordered. And it's only $92, so it's a little bit cheaper, but if they don't have it, I guess it'd be just easier to do it through you. Oh no, yeah. I don't want to do that. I just want to see if they have it in store. No, I guess they don't. Okay, so how long would it take to set up? To
Okay,
get
I can.
and such.
Yep, let me just see here. Just going to get an estimated time frame. So it would be about 7 business days
Okay.
for us to set this up. Let me just open this up. So the earliest activation date that we can do is the 23rd of August.
Okay.
Let me just see here. And you
That's
said you do currently have Shaw Cable.
yeah.
Okay, and do you have a cancellation date from them?
No, I just, you know, I just got this bill and paid it, and then I saw that little note at the bottom saying they're charging me more without saying what extra they're providing, and I've heard tech
Oh.
savvy is good, so I thought.
Okay. So what you would need to do is you would need to get a cancellation date from them first.
Okay.
Because then if we set up our service there, you're going to get double billed two
Right.
different companies.
And
So.
we, oh, yeah, I don't want any interruption in service though. So,
Yeah.
when I get that date, I can give it to you and have it be, you know, same day service.
Yeah. So we would ask that you allow a minimum of 7 days
All right.
to give us a call back. So
Right.
I would say probably between 12 and 20 days would be preferable before the end of the cancellation.
Okay, so they're starting effective September 1st, so 12 and 20 days. 12 days. Okay, so if I can get a cancellation, then I call back to get a cancellation date, I can get a call back to get the same day service.
Yeah, like say they're canceling just for a number on the 14th of September, then you would call back and we would set you up for the 14th of September.
All right. So, did you set up a reference number for me or something?
Unfortunately, we can't. We can't put anything in the systems until we actually process your order.
Okay. But I
You can
have to.
call back and you can go through like every like since you already know what you're going for now.
Yeah, it'll be a little easier.
Yeah, it makes it easier and it'll go by a lot quicker too.
All right. And we're good for my area, right? Yeah, all right. I'd hate to cancel it and then have to get it back. All right. How long has Tech Savvy been in the Vancouver area? Do you know?
100% sure. I know we started here in Chatham, I think in the 80s.
Oh yeah. You know, I've heard about it being on Ontario, but I think it's relatively recent to be out here. All right. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome. You have yourself a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.